The committee that handles the year-round business affairs of the legislature today approved money for an in-depth inspection and report on the structural integrity of the state capitol in Juneau. The Legislative Council agreed to pay $149,000 for design development to follow up on studies done in 2006 and 2010. Those studies found problems with the old masonry and were heightened recently when a legislative staff employee was nearly hit by a falling piece of the building. Chugiak Republican Bill Stoltz originally objected to the expenditure, saying he didn't want to dredge up a divisive issue like moving the Capitol, but he did want to consider it.
If there are potential structural problems with the existing Capitol site, I would like to have a much broader discussion about whether there might be better locations to build a legislative hall.
Juneau Democratic Senator Dennis Egan said those issues have nothing to do with its current structural integrity.
It's the state capitol building. Houses the governor, lieutenant governor, and every member of the legislature. I would hate to see this structure go into any more disrepair than it currently is. I think the $149,000 that was approved by the legislature, this is just to authorize it, is money well spent. We have to know what's wrong with that building.
Capitol Building Manager Don Johnston told the committee that the proposed project would only report on the condition of the building, something that should be done whether it is the Capitol or a state office building anywhere.
That, at the very least, needs to be done. It's not going to have anything to do with any construction costs. You know, we can go through with this phase, get their reports, and at that point decide whether moved on to phase 4 and 5. Not to mention, we're talking about some safety, very, very serious safety issues with portions of the building right now.
Stoltz proposed an amendment that would clarify that the study was to advise the legislature on, quote, potential life and or health and or safety concerns. Work will be done this fall by masonry expert Paul Lukes.